Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of the importance of obedience to God in the believer's life. Today, I want to share with you some thoughts on the subject of obeying God in the area of giving. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, we are exhorted to be followers of God, or another translation says, therefore be imitators of God as dear children imitate their father, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. One of the attributes of God that we see clearly displayed throughout Scripture is the fact that God is such a giver. We see this in the giving of His Son, Jesus Christ, because He so loved the world. He gave Himself for us, the Scripture tells us. And this giving was without restraint. It was complete. It was absolute. It was fully giving everything. We are to be imitators of God in our lifestyle. And God's called each and every one of us as believers to be givers. Givers of our hearts, givers of ourselves, of our time, of our love, of our energies to others, in sharing the gospel and in sharing the love of Christ. And even in our finances, which so often is an area that many Christians struggle with. But in the New Testament, it is very clear from the writings of the apostles that God intended for our lifestyle to reflect God's giving, even in the area of finances. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the apostle wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit about some principles in giving. And he said this in verse 6, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he's given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. The apostle here was talking about giving your finances. And many Christians are very reluctant to hear any messages on the subject of finances or giving or sowing because they question the motives of the minister who's delivering the message. But let me say this to you. Any minister who shies away from preaching the whole counsel of God or any particular area of the Bible or in specifics shies away from talking about finances and giving, whether the person preaches in a pulpit or over the airwaves, that individual is being disobedient to the Lord, because the Lord has called every minister to preach the whole counsel of God, the full gospel. And we see reference to finances in hundreds of scriptures from the Old Testament through the New Testament. And the apostle here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 is exhorting the people to be givers and saying that the person who will give and the person who will sow bountifully will reap bountifully, that that's God's way of operating. And it also goes on to say that a person should give not because they feel compulsion or the pressure of other people, but because they desire with a cheerful heart to do what God has called them to do. God loves a cheerful giver. This is the truth of Scripture and the heart of God Himself. The Lord goes on to say here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 through the writer, Apostle Paul, that he who supplies seed to the sower, referring to God, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. God has promised to each and every believer who will sow seed into the kingdom of God, who will be a giver, give to the poor, the scripture tells us. We're to give to spread the gospel. We see from the book of Malachi in chapter 3, the familiar place where the Lord exhorts the people who had not been giving as they were instructed to. They had not been bringing the tithes into the house of God. And he told them, go ahead, test me, try me. It's the only place in scripture that God ever invites a person to test God. And it had to do with finances. And he said, try me and see if you'll bring your tithe and your offering into the storehouse, if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out more blessing than you can contain. Because that's God's way of operating in the earth today. God owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. All money belongs to God. You won't be enriching God by giving him of your finances, by tithing from your paycheck or giving of the first fruits of what you have from your business. But God says, if you will give, I'll give to you. I'll give you more seed to sow. I'll give you more to give away. I'll give you the bread for food that you need. In other words, the supply of your natural needs, your temporal needs will be supplied. And not only that, you'll be given more seed to sow into the kingdom of God. In the Old Testament, the tithe was actually given directly to the Levites. It was given to the priests. In other words, the ministers were the recipients, direct recipients of the tithe itself. It was to supply their personal needs. And then there were offerings that were brought into the temple, as you'll recall in other parts of scripture, that were specifically to take care of the house of God, the physical structure. But we are now, of course, live in New Testament times, but this has not erased or taken away or done away with the call of God on each believer's life to give into the kingdom of God or to supply the house of God. Many New Testament Christians will say, well, tithing was Old Testament. We don't tithe anymore because we're in a new covenant. But that's a deception to say that giving's been done away with when the New Testament is filled with exhortations to be generous givers. But if you take that stand, let me say this to you, then do exactly as the New Testament believers did. And recall in Acts that the New Testament church gave everything voluntarily. They brought their money together, possessed nothing of their own, had all things in common. They gave all, literally. So if you are going to be of that persuasion that tithing is not for today, then I recommend that you go all the way and do the New Testament thing and have nothing, give everything away. I say that tongue in cheek to say that don't be deceived by those who might say tithing's not for today and you don't need to do that anymore. We're under grace. God hasn't changed. He's still a giver. We're told to be imitators of God. We're told to be sowers who sow bountifully and then reap bountifully. We cannot get away from the fact that God's called us to be givers. Jesus gave the ultimate. He gave himself. He gave everything. And we're to be imitators of him and look for opportunities to be givers. I always like to say that Christians should be the greatest and most generous tippers that ever grace a restaurant or a waitress's table. Why? Because we're to live a lifestyle of giving. That's to be our heartbeat because it's the heartbeat of God to be generous. But in a more specific way, let me just encourage you, if you are a Christian, a believer, and you want to be obedient to God, then make sure that you are giving regularly from what God has given to you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we see that this was the instruction given by the apostle, that their giving should be regular. They were to, on the first day of the week, set aside whatever their gift was going to be. That you could liken that to the Sunday offering or the church offering once a week, the beginning of the week. and to do it systematically, to lay something aside each and every week. And then thirdly, that we are to give with a cheerful attitude. So we see these specific principles outlined for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. But if you're a Christian and you belong to a church, I recommend you give your 10% of whatever God's given to you, your increase, your wages, or if you're a business owner, your income, to your local church. Because you're giving into the house of God, you're helping support the ministry and the preaching of the gospel and the practical needs of the church building. And it's expensive these days to run a church. But then pray where God would have you give offerings. Malachi 3 talks about the tithes and offerings. Those are free will offerings, meaning out of your own free will, above and beyond the 10%, you're to give. And I recommend that you pray, where, Lord, shall I give? What ministry should I give my offering to this month? Should I regularly give an offering to a certain ministry that's preaching the gospel, that's bringing the word of the Lord to people, whether it's in a prison setting, over the airwaves, or wherever? Ask the Lord where to give your free will offerings so that we will be obedient to the word of God, that we are generous, cheerful givers, and you can take it to the bank that God's word is true when he says that he will be a supply seed to the person who sows. If you're a sower, one who sows regularly, and a farmer doesn't just once in a while throw some seed out there, he very systematically plants and he expects a harvest from what he planted or what he sowed. Be a person who expects the word of God to come to pass and pray, just like Paul did here in 2 Corinthians 9. He prayed, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown. That's all the time I have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.